A new study today in the journal Science demonstrates the powerful and long-lasting effects of a mother's touch on the developing brain of her offspring, at least in rodents. The study pinpoints how touch helps an animal regulate stress. NPR's Michelle Trudeau reports.
Mother rats spend a lot of time licking and grooming their babies. The newborn's eyes aren't open yet, says brain researcher Michael Meany from McGill University, so the pups in the litter are very sensitive to their mother's touch.
And so in the course of nursing these pups, she will be frequently licking and grooming each one of them.
Now, Meany noted that some mother rats lick and groom their babies a lot, as much as 2 to 3 times more often than other mother rats. He wondered, were there any long-term repercussions on the babies of all this maternal touching? So, when the rats grew up, he compared them. The first thing he noticed was differences in behavior.
The offspring of the mothers who were low in licking and grooming were far more fearful, particularly in circumstances that involved any kind of novelty. Anything that was new to the animal, these animals were much, much more fearful.
But the rats who'd been licked and groomed a lot by their mothers were less fearful of things new, more eager to explore. They appeared, says Meany, less anxious, less stressed out.
Now, I want to emphasize, both mothers are perfectly adequate. They raise very healthy offspring. But those offspring do differ in the way that they respond to stress.
And the difference lies in hormones, Meany has discovered. The rats who'd gotten less grooming and licking as babies had a high, persistent level of stress hormones, like cortisol and adrenaline, when threatened by something new. But the rats who'd gotten a lot of grooming and licking had a lower level of these stress hormones when threatened.
What you're looking at here are animals who are less reactive. They mobilize less frequently these emotional, fearful, and endocrine responses to stress. Hence, if you will, they cope more effectively with stressors.
Now, pumping out stress hormones in response to a threat is essential for survival, helping to mobilize, energize the body into action. But many studies have shown that if the stress hormones stay too high for too long, they put a lot of wear and tear on the body's cardiovascular and nervous systems. So it's important to quickly bring the stress thermostat back down to baseline. And the rats, who'd gotten lots of grooming, were able to do just this. It's a very adaptive brain mechanism, says Meany, programmed in because their mothers touched them a lot as babies.
So we know, first of all, that maternal care is relevant to brain development. That underlies these individual differences in the animal's response to stress. And those individual differences, in turn, can play themselves out in terms of the animal's health throughout the lifespan.
Now, this new rat research is paralleled by other studies on newborn human babies, including work by psychologist Tiffany Field. She instructed parents to massage their newborns, just firm, slow, pressured stroking, for about 15 minutes every day for the first 3 months of their baby's lives. Field reports that compared to babies who weren't massaged, the massaged baby's behaviors and biology were affected in fundamental ways.
They're less irritable and they sleep better. And as a result, they're a more even temperament and they're more interactive with their parents. There's also significant changes in stress hormones. So there are changes in their hormones in the direction of less stress.
The researchers conclude that touch, whether it's licking and grooming a rat pup or massaging a human baby, is powerfully important in preparing the developing brain to better regulate stress. I'm Michelle Trudeau, NPR News.